I'd first like to thank you for inviting us here tonight and sharing the platform, having the two of you share. Thank you very much. James was my first teacher. I learned meditation, as probably many of you did in that first six-week class that James gave many, many years ago, it's been. So I'm happy to be here. Okay, sorry. Yes, that's like the ice cream cone, right? Yep. Okay. So I just like to say a little bit about Jason. Jason started meditating as a teenager, and then he decided he wanted to study it more carefully and thoughtfully, so he went to Asia, as many people did in those days. That was in the mid-80s. He started out in India and Nepal studying with Goenka, and he followed that path, I think, about as far as he felt he could go with it. At that time, he was also studying Sanskrit, Nepali, and Pali. And I think around that time, he took a crack at translating the Satipatthana Sutta. Then he decided he wanted to take robes, and so he went to Sri Lanka and was a monk there for some years. And during that time, he continued his studies. But he also started interviewing Western students because his English was good, as you'll hear. And there was some language difficulty, so he took many of the students who were interested in instruction. And I think that was how he developed the idea of recollective awareness. He decided to come back to the States in the early 90s. I think his health wasn't holding up as well as he had hoped it might. And so he came back and decided that he was going to study psychology because many of the students that he had worked with in Asia had issues that he just didn't know how to deal with. So he spent 5 years studying psychology. And then at some point he had to decide if he was going to be a therapist or if he was going to be a Dharma teacher. So I think he made the right decision. So he started the Skillful Meditation Project in 1995, and he's been doing that ever since. I came across Jason's first book called Unlearning Meditation, and it really changed my view towards practice. His second book is called Thoughts Are Not the Problem. We have it I always say that. My title is Thoughts Are Not the Problem. Jason's title is Thoughts Are Not the Enemy. So we have copies of it for sale in the back for $12. And also there are back there some announcements of a workshop that Jason is giving this Saturday from 10 to 4. And we do have some space, so if you're interested, please pick up a flyer in the back, and you can talk to David, who's my husband, and sitting back there. Okay. And the other thing I'd like to say is your mic needs to go up a little bit. Yes.
So we'll take a bit of a break. If you want, say hi to somebody near you, or if you want to stay within yourself, that's fine. Just stay connected, either to yourself or whoever you're talking to. And we'll come back in a few minutes and hear from Jason. Let's see this. Okay, testing, yeah. How's this? I think this is pretty good. I think it's good, yeah.